I am trying to rewrite my cosmos of my YouTube channel, and it is the freaking hardest thing ever. Let me take you on the journey of like how I got here, what I'm doing, and what's working.
Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, description, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to episode of the Women of Video Pod. Now, if you're new here, hi, what's up? I hope that you're here because you're like, I need help. My YouTube channel is failing me. I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. All of the things. If you are not new, if you're coming back, hi, what's up? Welcome to my shit show. Full disclosure, I'm probably going to swear a little bit. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I just, this, like, literally swore in the title of this video. Because this is really frustrating, and I want you to know that it's okay that it's frustrating, and we got to make the changes, though, because if we don't make the changes, we can't make the money and do the things and have the glory and all the stuff that we want. So I'm coming to you uncut, unmakeuped, ready to make this happen. So let's do it. If you're not watching the video version of this, the video goes up on the video podcast of this goes up on Spotify and also on the Women of Video Mastermind. So if you're not in the video, Women of Video Mastermind, you are sorely missing out on super awesome things like monthly trainings, office hours. We're building up some courses. We've got community with information and things like that to help you on your journey. We got lots happening. Okay. So make sure you are signed up. You can get start with our 7-day free trial. And then it's just $25 a month or like $250 for a year, which gets you like 2 months for free. So totally worth it. The people that are in the group love it. We have access to like all the little recordings. Like our last training that we had was all about the AI and it was amazing. And I am like completely transformed everything. Like my business is like, it's literally changed how my business runs. Okay. So I think you can do it too. Okay. So let's dive in to this. So, I wanted to start off by showing y'all my analytics. So my analytics are terrible. Like when you look at this over the course of like the lifetime of my channel, it's like, Des, what's been going on? Like, why are you having this struggle bus? You can see where I was growing. And then like March of 2020 happened and my channel was like, oh, let's, you know, double, almost triple our view count. Because we just really love what you're doing. We're talking about live streaming, content marketing. Everyone was like, how do I do this? Because I have no idea how to run a business online, right? And I was able to have some really, like, I'm not gonna lie, like some really solid success. And then I made the fatal decision in September. Okay, it was actually like three things that happened that caused like the sinking of my ship, okay? So first and foremost, I was like being found for the wrong content. It was a lot of like how to go, like my top performing videos had pivoted to like how to sell things on Facebook Marketplace, and selling things on Facebook Marketplace has nothing to do with who I want to talk to. And so I was like, I've got to stop this. And it was suggested to me to delete them. And so I did. And my channel went down. There was a noticeable drop. I went from like 1600 in AdSense to like, it cut real fast. Like I need to see if I can pull this up while I talk. It was very hard. It was so hard. I cried. There's so many tears when I like made the decision to do this, but it was just like super necessary, because I needed to like rewire how things were working for my channel, because I was being found for all of the things I didn't want to be found for. I wanted to be known for social media and content marketing. And instead it was like, well, we're going to make you known for this. And I was like, I don't want
I don't want it. And so losing all that income really sucked. It's 'cause I was making probably, let's see. So I'm just looking at my analytics. I had my last big paycheck was in, I think, June or July of 2021. And I had made $1,600. Now I know that some people make more. That's fine. I was at like 1,000. I was averaging like 1,000 subscribers a month at that point, which was really dope. But it just wasn't helping my brand at all. And it wasn't doing anything else. Yeah. So when I removed those videos from June 2021 to July 2021, my channel dropped by $600 in revenue. I went from 1,600 down to 1,000 in that point. Like, that is a drop. And it was because advertisers were paying so much more on my channel for what I was doing. Now, I've talked to some people since then, and they were like, that was bad advice. You shouldn't have deleted it. You should have just reprogrammed. And that's like what I'm doing now. But when you look at like what I was making with the $1,600 a month, like, I was getting so many views on that because everyone was trying to figure out like how to make this side hustle work. Right. And it was just this whole like thing. And so it was just really hard. The next thing that I did to my channel that was kind of a little suicide-y is I rebranded it. And I rebranded it from Desiree Martinez to All in One Social Media. Now, I wanted to do this because I wanted to free up my name. Like, I know that might sound super dumb, but I was wanting at that time, I was just really sick of just being this like social media person. I wanted to do more. I wanted to expand my reach. I was looking at the wrong camera. I wanted to expand my reach and do all of this stuff. And I was like, I want to start this like CEO mom's show, and I'm going to do it with Roku, and it's going to be this whole syndicated thing. And I had all these plans. And then I also moved. I made this emotional decision in the midst of like a major life change, like from Arizona to Michigan, buying a house, going through all this stuff. I was really like depressed. And I was like having the conversation with myself about like, you probably should get back on some antidepressants. It was a lot of stuff that was going on. And I rebranded it. And my objective was, this is going to be all about this. I'm going to go like the social media examiner route. I'm going to make my channel be about this. I'm going to bring in other guests because they can talk about things I'm not good at. It kind of takes the pressure off of me having to be the star all the time. And it did not go well. It did not go well at all. It was poorly received, but I kept my channel still like branded to that until September of 2022. So it was a year. Over the course of a year, my channel just continued to tank. And I'm just pulling up the analytics. It just continued to tank. Like, when you look at like what my overview was of everything, I made like 80, I mean like 11,000. You can see like the dips. Like, you can see it goes up and it goes down more. It goes up and it goes down more. Like, it's like a wave that's like slowly dissipating into lower and lower monthly views. And I was like, this isn't working. Like, and all of the content I'm being known for is this how-to content. Like, when you go look at my audience, you can see this massive gap between my new visitors and my returning viewers. I would have like this shows on my screen, 1,900 new viewers, but only 168 returning viewers. Like, it's crazy to have thousands of views on your channel, but no one's coming back to watch more from you, which means they are wham, bam, thank you, ma'aming me. Like, yeah, thanks for solving my problem for me that I was looking for the specific solution to. I'm done with you. And so it's been really tough. So when I made the decision to rebrand, I talked to some people. I got real focused. And it was very much like, what do I want to do? How do I want this to be going forward? And so when I rebranded, brought other people to my channel, it was my third problem. I brought other people to my channel, which was a bad idea. What I realized that I was doing wrong is I was being categorized for how-to. It was the how-to girl. I was like, how to solve all your social media problems, not let's be fans and friends with Desiree.
And that wasn't happening. It was just a lot of like solving problems. It was a bad strategy. It was an old strategy. When COVID in 2021, we had this shift that happened where it's like, we don't want to just solve problems anymore. We want to build relationships and watch stuff and have reasons to come back. And we had the massive growth of YouTube that had happened in the creator economy from COVID. Mr. Beast put a lot of validity into what we were doing as an industry. And so many people were like seeing monumental things. But 2022 was a fantastic financial year for me. I have a whole podcast breaking down my income and what it was, but it was kind of based off the backs of something that wasn't quite sustainable. Like, I don't want to just solve all your problems for you. I want to build a relationship with you and connect with you long term.
Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it.
So I've been on this journey. I rebranded the channel back to Desiree Martinez because I realized I can be more than just this how-to social media girl. I can be someone that people want to connect with, and I have a story, and like people are here for me. And I have been really spending time like sharing my life and adopting, I'm calling it the Jessica Stansberry method. Like she's my coach through a lot of this because she is living she has accomplished what I am looking to accomplish. And I'm like, but I'm doing it in my way, my social media-y, my creator-y way. I don't have a farm and an accent, but I do live in the country and have kids and I have military life. And I have my ownnesses about me that allow for people to connect with me. And so I'm trying to bring those more into these stories and how I do things. So my channel, if you want to go follow it, which I totally encourage you to do, Mrs. Desiree Rose, or it's youtube.com/@Mrs. Desiree Rose. The channel is really pivoting into more content that's like, I'm still here to solve your problems and help you with your stuff. But I'm also going to be connecting with you on a personal way. I'm taking you on some journeys with me. I'm taking you into my life. I've been testing this out a little bit. Like one of my videos I really love doing was like making Instagram reels fast with this hack. And that was about, I took my son with me. I went with my son to his soccer game because I'm a soccer mom because, you know, you have to be in the country. And I'm pulling it up from my screen so you can see him. So I have this video I did this one right here, where I just like brought them with it. And I was like helping to promote my digital product I created about like Instagram reels that you can make that are very, very easy for you. And it's like a whole list that you can do, just like really promoting that. Took people with me on that. I have this vlog that I did where I was just really diving into like what happened with the Women of Video Conference, how it worked behind the scenes, all the stuff. And I tried to go real emotional with it. And like, again, Jessica helped me like rebrand this video because I had this like different thumb. I was smiling. It was this whole thing. There wasn't like this emotional connection to it. And like the title just didn't work. So rebranding it, but this isn't how I want it to go. Sorry, the video popped up. And then like changing this thumbnail to this like meaningful thing. Like you can see in the analytics that it went a lot better and it's reached the audience better. Cause what we're trying to do is pivot away from the evil search and pivot more into the browse and suggest it. And people want to connect with my face of sadness and my title if you look at the analytics, you can see browse is my number one thing that has brought the traffic to this video. And that's it. No one's searching for this. There's a couple probably like direct. And that was because it was like in my email that I send every week. But I'm spending the time really reprogramming YouTube and being more personable. So I'm trying to kind of pivot and see like what is or isn't working. What I've also really noticed as I've made this shift, this happened, like video content that used to perform great for me, like social media scheduling, marketing tools and stuff, not working well so much, which is unfortunate because this is a brand partnership that I have.
People don't really care about my virtual conference. Like 70 views, the crazy process behind my virtual conference. No one cares. But like, I do know that like these videos that I've created with the help of my coach and like really working through, like, this is the content I want to talk about, but this is also, and I have some partnerships I have to meet my agreements on, but I can connect more and get away from being overly processed, overly corporate when it comes to like what I'm doing. So what is it? What do I mean when I say overly corporate? So when I say I'm overly corporate, it meant like my thumbnails. Let me go back to the thing. My thumbnails were really like these bright colors one. Like there was a lot of this and it's just not connecting as well. So like when you go look at brands like Social Media Examiner, you can see, and again, there's nothing wrong with it. Social Media Examiner is all about educating your audience. But their content is very much like we're attracting specific type of people and marketers. It looks like they've gone very podcasty with it and they've walked away from like what they've been doing with their YouTube channel, which is totally fine for them. But like having a lot of these kinds of videos where they were highly produced, bright colors, to attract marketers and corporate people is what they want. I don't want to attract a corporate audience. I want to attract people. I want people to like me. I want people to care about what I have going on. Because when people go watch Jessica Stansberry, when people go watch Meredith Marsh, when they go watch Shelly Saves the Day, when they go watch Vanessa Lau before she left the YouTubes, they go watch Katie Steckley. They care about them as people and the journey that they're going on. And you can see the noticeable difference in their content by their fate. They're not overly crazy, exaggerated faces, like no Mr. Beast face here, but we're just connecting simple thumbnails. They're having fun with their titles, like bye-bye short form content. That's huge, right? What is it that, like, that's the thing that everyone's talking about right now. And she leans into things that she does really well, like selling digital products. Like that's kind of flagship content for her. We talk about Katie Steckley. Katie Steckley is doing a great job too. Not having overly exaggerated faces, connecting with you like face to face kind of a way. She does, I think, have a little bit too much text in her thumbnails, but it's working for her because she's getting 67 views per hour on her content, you know, and 21 views per hour based on what she's doing. And apparently it's Instagram content that's working really well for her. But as you can see, like when she does like my first influencer trip, make money from anywhere, she's still bringing you into her life and connecting with you there. You care about her journey. You care about who she is and what she does while also getting that secondary thing of like, oh yeah, I'm here to learn about reels. Like I came for the reels. I'm staying for the Katie. I want you to come to my channel because I'm helping you with your online marketing needs, whether you're a creator, an entrepreneur, a business owner, like whatever. And then when you connect with me like more personally, that's why I really love the podcast. That's why I keep doing it. Let's say we're 170 something episodes in, because I love that I can connect with people, have longer conversations and tell more details and have more fun with you guys there. But you can get to know me better and build those relationships, and those relationships to me matter the most. So while I'm doing all of this, okay, I'm going absolutely crazy with my analytics, because nothing makes me feel more pathetic than the fact that my content is like, oh, you got 200 new subscribers in the last 28 days. Like that was the kind of stuff that happened to me like pre-pandemic, and it's gut-wrenching. But then I have like, oh, my views are only at 63,000 when they used to be at like 110. My watch time, I used to average like 4,000 hour, 35 to 4,000 hours of watch time a month. Now I'm down to 1.5K. Like I barely, like it's off. And my AdSense is so tiny, so tiny. Okay. But I have to remind myself, I'm trying to reprogram YouTube to care about me as a person, not just be this how-to machine. And it is so freaking hard. But there was one piece of analytics data that was like my saving grace in this. And that's this impressions. My impressions are up 28%. 28%, which means that all these new thumbnails, all this new content I'm making, I am spending this time teaching YouTube how to better spend time with me rather than be this how-to machine. And I can see over here, like with my key moments in my retention, my top videos are still old pieces of content. And I'm not going to probably be able to change that for a while. But I am slowly but surely making sure that all of my new content has a couple of things very much in common. And the first one is that my traffic is coming from browse. Okay, so how-to content is great. It really is. But what I really want is this browse. It means that people are seeing my thumbnail and my title on the home feed of YouTube or on like their sides or their bottoms, and they are clicking on it like, oh, that's really interesting. I want to know more about that, right? And so I'm getting this extra traffic. My impressions and my click-through rates probably could use some work, but it looks like yesterday we had a good day, right? My views are up more than usual on this new content. So this is what I'm looking at. I can't look at my channel as a whole. I have to look at these individual videos to see like, how is this going? Okay. Another video that I was really excited to make. Again, you can see it is above my curve here. I am getting more views than I usually do. My watch time is going up. My views are more. People are watching more. My browse, the leading thing, followed by notifications, which means people are coming back. I can look at my audience. Look at how intertwined these are. There's no gap here. That's huge when it comes to what we're doing. And this is another really fun thing to kind of look at and pay attention to when it comes to my revenue, is look at how much more advertisers are now paying to have access to my channel. AdSense works really good for channels that are like mine, because what ads play in front of our content is higher dollar value. So I can make more money with less views as long as like I am still making the kind of content that matters most to my channel. So sorry to interrupt our episode. I know we're getting really into it, but are you looking for a powerful, easy to use tool that can help you take your video to the next level? If so, I've got just the tool for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one solution for all of your content creation needs. With Adobe Express, you can easily create stunning videos, design eye-catching thumbnails, clip and trim your videos with ease, and schedule your content for social media. One of the standout features of Adobe Express is the range of thumbnail templates that are available. With dozens of customizable templates to choose from, you can create thumbnails that are both visually appealing, informative, and help your videos stand out on that crowded home feed of YouTube. And when it comes to video clipping, it makes it so much easier to repurpose your content from those long-form videos to all of the other vertical video platforms, and you can easily share them with the scheduling tool within Adobe Express. So if you're ready to take your content creation to the next level, head over to Adobe Express and start your free trial today. You can find the link to get signed up for today over in our show notes at womenofvideo.com. And remember, Adobe Express is the perfect tool for taking your content to the next episode. All right, back to the episode. Another thing I think it's important for us to identify when it comes to like your videos, isn't just like what are our views, what's our reach, what's our engagement, what's our click-through rate. It's what is happening in the comments section. Y'all, I am so excited about like how I'm getting such better, not that one, because that one guy was being creepy. I'm getting such better comments and people talking to me on my videos and like, oh my gosh, I just came here for this. Oh, I'm sorry that this is happening. Like this video, I have 164 views, 16 likes, and I've gotten 11 comments. And I'm like, these people are like saying like asking questions, commenting, and like really showing me like the love about like what's going on. They asked someone to help me out, like my links for my planning worksheet weren't working, so I got that fixed, right? And then I go and I ask them questions and stuff. And like when I go over to my comments on my videos, I can see – like this one, like the first time on your channel I subbed,
I'm pre 1,000 subs and always on the grind. Realistically, I'm just putting one foot in front of the other and learning the ways through doing video creation. My channel is about Dungeons and Dragons, right? So this is so cool. Like, I'm gonna go comment in on him and talk to him about what he was talking about. But I love this other one. I'm Teresa and I'm here for the Desiree Show. I came to your virtual conference. Yay! Took your workshop and I really enjoyed it. I like the edutainment style that you use. I'm in my early 30s. Old woman, wife, and personal weakness is strength. Pursuing YouTube for tips and implement the newish content creation or new business owner. Like, I'm getting these really great content and people commenting and like giving me questions and saying like they're here for me and all this stuff. Now, one of the other things I'm noticing about this, and this is one of the things I'm also trying to dig into with my channel, is a lot more of my comments are women. Now, I took the Brand Wizard course. If you don't know Justin from Creator Wizard, he it helps like you get sponsorships. Like that's his whole thing. And he's got this really great course, really great community, and they're always doing and giving so much value. It's awesome. And one of the questions that I said, I was like, hey, I do this and this. I have my YouTube audience, it's this, and I have my women of video audience, it's this. And he's like, Desiree, I challenge you to think of your audiences as one, where your YouTube channel is, where you're giving information and value, and your podcast is an extension of this. Why not just serve women as your main objective? Yes, men are going to come and they're going to watch. You don't have to say specifically that you help only women creators on their journey on your YouTube channel, but you could be attracting them. And y'all, I'm attracting the ladies, all right. I am bringing all of the girls to my yard with my milkshakes of goodness, the online marketing magic. Okay, so I'm really liking that. Like, this is kind of reinforcing, validating because I'm attracting who I want to talk to and who I help best, and that is women. And I know that because of what I do here on this pod. And so, reprogramming YouTube fucking sucks. It is a minefield of crazy stress and trying to figure this out. But I really think that the long term, once it connects with YouTube, once people are in it, once people are happening, and I have my list of other videos and other things that I'm connecting with, I really think that this is going to really help with my views, retention, subs, community, and things I'm trying to do. Because how to get views, Desiree, she gone. She no more. We buried her in the backyard. Okay. This vlogutainment, Desiree. This vlogucation, Desiree, this connect with me. Let me help you. I understand you, Desiree. She is here to help the people on the YouTubes. And you guys know that if you've been here, that's what we do here on the pod too. So that is what I'm doing as a creator. I always want to keep you updated, like how I'm making the things happen for myself, because we're all on this journey together. And I never want you to think that your struggle is not something anyone else is dealing with, because it really, really is. So, until next time, you are impossibly amazing. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.